Zoe Lyons is the local director, Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. And she has obviously, in that title, had her work cut out here the last 2 months. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
How are you?
Like everybody, I guess we're all hanging in there. Give us an update on the. I know you've been one of the key people with the JCAN group.
Yeah. So JCAN started it started as an unnamed group of just concerned people in the community right around the 12th and 13th of March. At that time, things were just starting to kind of shut down. The governor had, we had our first case, positive case that week, and we were just starting to make some decisions as a state and as a community. And there was some concern with people in the community, particularly those who were living more kind of paycheck to paycheck, those who were living in poverty or on assistance, that while lots of us could go out to the stores and buy everything that we needed, there were lots of folks who couldn't do that right at that time. And there was a lot of fear, actually, that by the time they were going to be able to do that, that there wouldn't be left in the store for them to meet their family's basic needs. And so that's sort of what brought us together in the first place. And, of course, with everything that's happened in the days since then, we've grown from about 10 people to over 65, 35, wow. 35 different agencies, and just really trying to keep a pulse on what people are worried about, what their questions are, what their needs are, and working as a community to meet those needs.
In taking that a step farther, what's your biggest concern, Zoe?
You know, I think the concerns have changed over time. So initially it was those basic needs, how are we going to be able to get our own cleaning supplies and our own toilet paper and diapers for our kids. I think it morphed a little bit into some food concerns. We were able to stay in touch with all of our food pantries, and most all of the food pantries have stayed open, and they're even doing some deliveries for folks so that we don't have huge lines and gatherings like we're supposed to avoid.
Right.
And then, you know, shelter, too, has become an issue. So you've probably heard that our interfaith shelter had its first positive case a couple of weeks ago, and mm-hmm. so they had to quarantine everybody that was there, and so it's been trying to take care of our people who don't have a home right now and figuring out how we can do that best. So it has sort of changed with the time. And, you know, we're always trying to think forward, too. So what might be the next thing that we're going to need?
Jackson was a little ahead of the curve here in getting this going.
We think so, yeah. I mean, Jackson has always... Well, since I've been working here, and I've been lived here for the last 25 years, but I've only worked here for the last 7, I just realized what an amazing community it is. It's so collaborative, and there's so much coordination that goes on. And because of those positive relationships, and also we've been learning in the last couple of years as part of our collaborative work how important it is to not just have sort of people like me in decision-making roles sitting at tables, but also people who are living the problem, sitting next to us and really listening to people so that we're making the right decisions, not the decisions that you or I might think are the right decisions, but the ones that people actually need. And so with those relationships, we were able to come together that first day and grow really fast. So it's been a really great experience.
So how is the group, Zoe, able to accomplish some of their goals? Is it through donation or where?
Yeah, so United Way of Jackson and the Jackson Community Foundation, who are a part of our collaborative work every day, came together and created the COVID-19 Response Fund. And that fund has grown as people have made donations to it. And then we've used that fund to meet the emergency needs of our families. And then the other really great thing about it, because lots of folks are concerned about their income and their ability to keep their businesses open. So this fund is also helping our nonprofit to be able to stay open, to do the work that we need them to do to help our families. So it really works all the way around.
One big question we've talked about for a couple weeks is what is going to happen to these nonprofits that have become, you know, so important here in this community?
Well, I think through this fund, we're going to help them keep their doors open, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the other thing is that we've had some real small grassroots efforts, some people who were doing really good work in the community, but that we didn't really know that much about, have really stepped up and helped to provide for needs. So groups like Partial to Girls and Operation Red Door, who are a lot smaller, have filled huge gaps for people to be able to function every day. And so we hope to help build them up, actually, as we move through this.
So how is the county doing?
The county as in just people in the county or government?
Yeah. From your spectrum of the Health and Human Services.
Well, you know, we're doing okay. In my own office, we have seen our applications for assistance go up. Probably, I would say, in the first 4 or 5 weeks, we saw our numbers kind of skyrocket, but they've sort of settled in there now. I think that the people who were able to get unemployment are starting to get those checks. I think the stimulus checks probably help people. And then the people who needed to apply for benefits in our community have been able to do that. So we're seeing our numbers go down a little bit in terms of applications. We've really been focused on making sure people had their food assistance and Medicaid, of course, in case someone was to get sick, but really focused on helping people get through this emergency in the calmest and safest possible way.
If people need help, what should they do?
Well, the first thing we are asking folks to do, if they don't know where to go for help, is to call 211. And 211 has some screening questions, and then they will help guide people to the appropriate agency, whether it's a food pantry or some assistance with basic needs or shelter. And if someone needs assistance with like a food assistance program or actual Medicaid, they can apply online through the state of Michigan. And they can get everything taken care of without having to leave their home so that they can stay safe and stay home.
How can listeners help the JCAN group?
You know, the best thing that they can do is to make a monetary donation to the COVID-19 Response Fund. You know, in a typical type of emergency, we would pull everybody together and we would take donations and then we would have people line up and we would give those donations out. But in this type of emergency, when we want people to stay home so they can be safe, we are asking people to give to this fund. We can purchase needed items for cents on the dollar. And then we have groups all over the community, like these nonprofits that we've been talking about, that will deliver items to people's porch steps. And so so that then people can stay home and stay about the business of being healthy.
No donation, probably too small.
No donation, too small. Every little bit counts. And because we can get food and we can get items for cents on the dollar, you know, $10 will help a family.
So are we sending that somewhere? Or?
Yeah, you can find it on the United Way website.
Okay.
Just get right on the website, and there's a box for you to click on for the COVID-19 response fund. And then it's all added up, and it's divvied out as people need it, and needs can be met.
Well, Zoe, thanks for stopping by. Good information. I know this has been a quite a challenge, hasn't it?
It really has, but I tell you what, it's right now I'd rather be in Jackson than anywhere else, I think.
Thanks, Zoe.
Thank you.
Zoe Lyons, the local director of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services.